Last Saturday was a pretty good test of character, a pretty good gut check. To Bemidji State's credit, not many teams go up 3-0 on the road at Minnesota State. To the Mavericks' credit, it didn't stay 3-0 for very long. BSU was up not 1 and not 2, but 3-0.
Obviously, even Friday night, like, we were obviously not happy with the outcome. That's not what we wanted. We wanted to win that game, but still, I mean, we played a good game Friday night. Didn't get the result, but we played a good game.
Mavericks turn the puck over out in front. Iron shoots, scores! Bad turnover for the Mavericks. Comes right to the slot to Iarulo. He goes low to the ice. Beavers lead 1-0.
Cardelli right back for Brady, left side wall. Brady cuts into the middle, hits Cardelli. Cardelli shoots, scores!
Top shelf over the glove! What a shot by Cardelli. Great pass by Brady. Beavers, Undertale power. Power play goal, go up 2-0.
Off top it comes for Rosen with a drive, deflected, they score!
Out in front, Tyler Kirkup. Rosen with the shot from the point. Kirkup, what a redirect. Beavers up by 3.
6.5 minutes left in the game. Maverick coach Mike Hastings did something he's never done before. Never pulled a goalie that early. It almost paid off.
Well, we gave up a couple goals and we won the game, and that's all that matters.
The Beavers withstood the Mavericks' barrage, and with one more month left in the regular season, Bemidji State still hot on the heels of the Mavericks.
Brady will push to center ice. It's picked up by Cardelli. Cardelli, empty net goal for the Beavers. It's 4-2. 49.6 seconds left, an empty net goal. That play was made by Adam Brady. Just willed the puck out to center ice, and Cardelli corrals it and puts it into the empty net. Beavers back up by 2.
I think we're coming off a good weekend. It was good for us to play Minnesota State before going into Bowling Green. Mankato, one of the better teams in the country, one of the best teams in our league. It was a big test for us. I think we passed it. I think we played really well both Friday and Saturday. Obviously, a better outcome on Saturday, but I think we had a good weekend and definitely helps us prepare for Bowling Green this upcoming weekend.
Two teams that always seem to play each other to tight hockey games. A crucial WCHA series is next. Pre-game show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network.